Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, she wants to know if she's a jerk for not pulling forward in the drive-thru.
I'm listening,
triggered!
But I am triggered. I'm going to tell y'all right now, I am so triggered.
Got you. Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for not pulling up in the drive-thru?
Okay.
So I was in the drive-thru the other day, and nobody was behind me when I officially pulled up to the last window.
Okay.
They asked me to pull forward because my food wasn't ready. I said, no, there's nobody behind me, and this is a drive-thru. It should be fast. I'm not pulling up to make your clock look better.
Okay.
If it takes you 5 minutes to make my sandwich, let the company know, because I'm not pulling ahead, especially if nobody's behind me.
I didn't think about the clock, but yeah, that makes sense.
And then they said, I think the girl in the drive-thru was a little shocked by my response, but I sat there until my food was ready, and I did not pull off into the mobile parking spot they asked me to pull off of.
Mm-hmm. You didn't pull into mm-hmm. spot one or two, right?
Eventually, somebody did pull up, and I still refused to move until I got my food. It's fast food. I'm not pulling up. Make it and give it to me now. Am I the jerk for refusing to pull forward in the drive-thru?
See, here's the thing, man. Clocks aside.
I have two friends who do this. They refuse to pull. Two people who refuse when they ask you to pull up. They go, no, it's fast food. I've seen it happen twice.
Yeah.
I've never done this. I pull up and because it's too awkward for me to say no.
No, we know people that do it.
I've seen people that refuse, even when there's a line behind them, because they're like, no. You're working the system.
I'm going to pull up for Miss Gwen at McDonald's. Yeah, I'm sorry. Totally. I know them too well.
And Miss Marcia at Wendy's, you too, if you ask, girl.
Listen.
She's listening, trust me.
Linda, listen. I'm going to pull up. There's a certain thing about courtesy and a certain je ne sais quoi about wanting to be nice to the people that are handling the food that you don't see them preparing.
Ooh, that part. But it's fast food. But why are we being asked to pull off for 7 minutes?
I am okay with it taking a little bit longer because I know my food is fresh. If I get to the window and before I've even said my order, I got a McDouble in my hand.
Why can't I get fresh food in the drive-thru at the window without having to pull off? Why can't I get the same service as you?
What's wrong with having to pull up 5 more feet? Now they're the ones having to walk out in inclement weather.
I'll tell you what's wrong. It's fast food. That's what's wrong. I'm not pulling up. It's fast food, even though I do.
Even though I do. I mean, honestly,
I argue the point because I truly understand it from my two people that I know who do this. My friend Jonathan and my sister, I've seen them both do it. And I'm like, wow, guys.
But now I'm triggered because this happens to me more often than not.
To pull up?
Somebody's in the drive-thru now blocking something or somebody.
I have is a Diet Coke and I'm waiting on you.
Now I'm waiting on you?
Yep.
Come on, man. Like, it's not that serious and you don't have to make it your mission in life to make it a stand.
It's fast food.
I'm not moving. It's fast food. I believe it. I agree with it.
Get the chicken sandwich out and let's roll.
It's equally as fast if you just pull up so that they can continue the process. It stops being as fast when more people go, I'm not moving. Mm. Well, then now you're delaying the process.
No, it stops being less fast when the store doesn't keep up.
The store doesn't keep up.
They're to blame, not us. Why is it our fault?
Let them clear the clock, so that they can stay ahead of things. Once they catch up, then yeah, you're going to get your food at the window.
Somebody texted in and said, sometimes they forget about you, though, and you have to go in. I've never had them forget about
me. I've had them bring out the wrong thing.
They said, we've had that happen where we're sitting and sitting and sitting, and then you're off. Because that's the thing. Here's the real reason I think not moving, it puts pressure on them. If you go pull off,
I hear that.
They're like, oh, yeah, there's the guy.
There's no car there.
In mobile spot 4, and all of a sudden, you're like, what? Somebody
texted in. Y'all are going to the wrong places.
Somebody texted in, that's an entitled attitude. Is it, though? It's fast food.
It is a little.
It's definitely jerky.
It is a little entitled as far as you're going, since there's nobody behind me, I'm not even going to just courteously move forward. Why not? You need it handed to you right there at your window. Well, guess what? You pulling up 5 feet isn't going to change the fact that they're handing it to you inside your car.
Everybody's saying jerk. Tracy in Fredonia says she's absolutely not the jerk, especially if there was nobody behind her. I've done the same thing because it's only 4 their clock. And I've worked in fast food for a lot of years when I was younger. And by the time a car pulled up, they should have had their food ready. So I say, not the jerk. That's the thing. So now I go to corporate and I go, yo, your drive-thru
takes
15 minutes. And they go, well, we didn't know because they told you to pull off. So we couldn't tell with our clocks.
Fair.
And now they're fixing the numbers.
Fair.
The district manager. Yeah.
It's the catch 22. No, it is the catch 22 when you're trying to help them be ahead of the schedule.
Right.
And all you end up doing is helping them be behind schedule because they take longer.
Jason said, order online and it's ready by the time you get there.
Yeah, good luck. I've had both not happen.
I will say, there's a business that has 2 lanes. It has a mobile drive-through and where you ordered before and you pull right up and get it. And the other one is where you order, but it then merges into one. So even though my food is ready, I'm waiting behind the people that just ordered. The system sucks.
It sucks a little bit.
And so that's a problem, but that's a separate problem.
But the scoop of the day is worth it. You feel me?
Yes, absolutely. They said, you want it quicker? Make your own food. No, thank you.
We could have all of these fast foods at home, but that's not the purpose, man. And my biggest gripe is that now you're entitled to not move for anybody or anything. Say you're blocking me from getting out, because this has happened.
It's fast food.
You're refusing to move from the window. But there is parking. There is parking right next
Maybe
to that drive-thru window.
Employees.
No, I'm talking about the zone, like outside.
I know. I'm just trying to find solutions to why I don't have to wait for why my food takes so long.
I shouldn't have to wait for another car because I get it. Nobody was behind you for 2 seconds, but now somebody's behind you, and now somebody's waiting, and now somebody's delayed because you care too much about their clock.
Well, Elena in Waukesha texted, and we're going to take your calls and texts next. She said, good morning, Allie and DZ. I think this person is the jerk. If you think about Culver's, they make it when you order, so you are messing up the flow of the line if you don't pull up.
Yep.
Elena, Culver's is like the exception because not one car gets their food unless it's ice cream. Everybody pulls up.
Okay,
that's actually their system.
How is that the exception? Everybody's adopted that as a norm and going, okay, this works, it helps people stay on top of the clock and on top of time and on top of food.
Because it's Culver's and we're not going to come for them.
Also, the scoop of the day is worth
pretty much. See what I mean? We're used to that. All right, 414-533-1037. We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so she wants to know if she's a jerk for not pulling forward in the drive-thru when they said, pull up. She said, there was nobody behind me.
Pull up. Pull up.
Yeah, she's like, my food wasn't ready. It's a drive-thru. It's fast food. I'm not pulling up to make your clock look better. She said, if it takes you 5 minutes to make my sandwich, let them know that it takes you 5 minutes. I'm not pulling up. Let the company know.
You stand in 10 toes. I hear you. First, fast food is fast food for a reason. But we know we don't necessarily need it as fast as it always gets there.
Well, Cassidy's in South Milwaukee. We're going to start with her this morning.
Cassidy, good morning.
Hey, Cassidy.
Hello.
Hi. Jerk or not the jerk for not pulling up in the drive-thru when they ask you to?
See, is definitely the jerk.
Oh, go on.
As somebody that worked in food service, I kind of just feel like everyone does this. Like, there's been several people that have done this before when I used to work at Cousins.
I had Cousins yesterday. Shout out Cousins. Subbing a bowl. Mm-hmm. What's up?
But they would refuse to pull up, though.
Good.
Yeah.
And it'll still be fast either way. So I think they are the jerk for doing this anytime.
It doesn't change your timing for getting your food. It just makes you now delay the clock for everybody now behind you.
Why is it your fault that the store is taking so long to make? Why is it your fault for fast food?
I hear what you're saying.
I don't understand why you guys are all acting like you don't mind sitting in a drive-thru for 20 minutes. You're full of it.
But why is it our mission, though? Like, it doesn't change.
I don't know. You're right.
It doesn't change.
It's not my hill. It's not my hill. I'll admit that. You know what I'm saying?
If they added brick and mortar to the extension and just added another
added
window,
more people,
like, you know how Portillo's just has 15 windows.
Wait, you're onto something.
Would it be easier if they just said pull up to the next window?
Portillo's somebody standing there, so it's awkward while you wait for your food. And
hey,
you're
next
like,
window.
And then they literally hand it's the food to you from the other person. I'm like, well, this was
awkward.
But
what's the difference? You know what I mean? Like, ain't no difference to me. You know, like, ain't no difference having another window versus just pulling up to the next gate.
The difference is we used to be able to whip through the drive-thru, and now it's turned into these. Whoa. Long, non-efficient lines, you know? But that being said, Cassidy says jerk, so
kicks
fine.
It off.
All right. Thanks for calling.
You.
Appreciate it. Much love. Bye.
Bye. You know, it's like when I pull up and I go, oh, my kid wants chicken strips, and they're like, that'll be 7 minutes. I'm like, who created a 7-minute chicken strip? That's your problem.
Okay. There are certain places, though, where we know the food's going to take a little bit longer to
be
made.
Better.
And it's going to be just that much crispier, that much yummier.
I have a friend who intentionally asked for no salt on their fries to get fresh fries.
Fresh. That's a pro
tip. And they wait for them, and then they salt them themselves.
Yeah. They got salt packets? That's such a pro move.
You guys mess us up,
man. Such a pro move.
All right, let's go to Sean in West Bend this morning. Got his own theme song. Had a birthday this week. Sean!
Howdy, howdy.
Howdy. Hey. Happy belated, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Is she the jerk for not pulling forward in the drive-thru when they asked?
Initially, before you got to the last half of what you said, I did not think she was a jerk because there's nobody behind her.
Right.
But after you said that somebody did pull up and she still refused to move.
Yep.
I mean, if I'm behind you, I'm probably more mad at you than the people working the drive-thru if you're keeping me from getting my...
Why are we mad at the car in front of us and not the people working the store? Like, this is backwards, you guys. Think about this.
No, that's interesting.
Because regardless of what the worker's doing, it doesn't take... Like, Allie, would you be happy to sit there for 15 minutes waiting for a Diet Coke?
Hell no, and I've done it.
And we've done it. But here's the thing. I've never looked at a car in front of me at the drive-through window and gone, why aren't they pulling up?
It's your fault.
No, I just assume
the store.
I just assume they're waiting for their food. I've never seen them at the window, not at spot one or spot two. I've never seen the car stay there and me gone, ugh, they're taking forever.
Well, because we don't know that they might have refused to pull up.
Yeah,
that's
I don't know that.
Thing.
That's
we just
their business.
Assume it's the store.
I'm assuming that they're just waiting on their food.
I have been forgotten about after I've pulled up.
You have. Okay.
Touché.
That's fair. It's fair. Sucks. It does happen where they pull you up. Because they're already overwhelmed in the place and
already
then they
behind.
Forget about the orders outside. I've seen that happen.
So at first you were saying not the jerk for refusing, but then you hear that a car pulls up and you're going, nah, definite jerk.
Yeah, because you're screwing people behind you that have nothing to do with the whole situation, regardless of what you got.
But the restaurant's not to blame at all. It's the car in front of me. Make it make sense, you guys.
Culver's is excused no matter what. The scoop of the day is worth it.
Oh, my gosh.
Put it this way, it wasn't worth the scoop when I got left.
Honestly.
Cap, the scoop is always worth it.
Depends. What was the flavor?
What was
the flavor of the day? Tell us, Sean.
I don't know. It was probably vanilla or some boring thing like that.
Sean!
It's never boring.
It's never boring.
I didn't get the scoop of the day that day. I wanted buffalo chicken strips. I had to wait like 20 minutes.
He said my focus was on the strips.
Oh, God.
We've been there. I have been there. No lie.
All right. Love you, Sean. Bye.
All right. Have a good one.
Love, peace,
She wants to know if she's a jerk for not pulling forward in the drive-thru. Somebody named her drive-thru Donna. That's what I should have named her this morning. Somebody
said,
I bet her 10-piece nugget turned into an 8-piece because she wouldn't move up.
Come on now. Yeah, then that's, I don't want to keep going back to that, but I get really weird about talking some type of way to people that are handling my food.
Amy in Milwaukee said, totally the jerk. Somebody said, jerk. Is this Culver's or McDonald's? It makes a difference. Both are fast food. No, it doesn't.
It doesn't make a difference.
I said,
it doesn't matter where it is.
Ashley in Milwaukee said, it's completely rude. I'd rather pull up knowing my stuff is fresh. Jerk. You guys talk a big game about putting up with these fast food lines for... You guys talk a big game. Yeah, big game. Let's go to Michelle in Greenfield. Yes! These people are full of it right now. Michelle's in Greenfield. No, it's not bad. It's fine. We love waiting in the drive-thru. No. We don't get mad.
You're right, though. You're right.
Get the hell out of here.
Get
yes, you
here.
Do.
Everybody
you
hates waiting. Everybody hates waiting. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. You know what? Just because you're playing Candy Crush on your phone, I have things to do, okay?
Rah, shot fired.
Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, baby cakes. How are you guys?
Good. Jerk or not the jerk for refusing to pull up in the drive-thru?
100% the jerk, because you know darn well that drive-thru is going to be packed in a minute or two with people coming through. You never know who's coming up. Move forward.
It doesn't
that's
matter.
It's called a drive-thru.
Driving. Mm-hmm. And you keep driving. Ooh, that's a great way to put it. That's why it's called the drive-thru, not a stay-thru.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Ooh, Michelle, yeah. Brought the broom on that one.
I know. I'm blonde, but I'm not that blonde.
Not naturally. You know, we pay for it. Greg from Greenfield said, Allie Faith does not know how to cook, and she goes out all the time, so no one needs to hear that. And then he says an offensive word, and a complaining the rest. I think he's trying to say complaining, but he says something else. No, I don't. Well, you okay, Greg.
You know go how wait to for, cook?
I can cook, and honestly, if I go eat out, it's because I don't feel like cooking. Thank you.
Yeah. Exactly. And Deezy, you made a good point. You never know what they're going to do to your food because you upset them or pissed them off.
I support that.
You know,
I don't want them to mess with my food either, dude.
I'd rather be super nice.
I just, all I'm saying is, Michelle, and you know what I'm talking about. Everybody has called in today and said, jerk. Just pull ahead. Knowing damn well everybody's irritated when they get asked to pull ahead, forgotten about, see people behind you get served in a fast food place.
I have been salty.
What they ordered that takes 7 minutes to do the chicken strips.
I don't care. I have been salty when I see the car behind me get the food at the window, and I'm like, wait. Hold on. What's in that bag that couldn't be just as fast in my bag?
Right. Exactly.
You're right.
Good point, Deezy.
I'll give you that. I will be a little, PO'd, and I'm like, okay, now what?
And somebody said, don't bring Culver's into this. That's fancy like Applebee's.
Who said Culver's wasn't the catalyst? You don't know?
We don't know. All right. Well, either way, it's jerk, man. Yeah. Everybody is fired up. The texts are going crazy right now. Nicole in Milwaukee said, jerk. When I order an iced coffee and you have three meals, it's rude.
There is a difference.
Absolutely. Maybe that's the core, is that people are just ordering too much food. Oh, she hung up on us. She's like,
might have dropped.
So everybody said, you're just being a jerk to everyone behind you and the workers. Allie, go in there and help them make your food. Hey, I worked at Hardee's in high school. I'm not afraid.
You did work at Hardee's.
I've worked a drive-thru.
You think you can still make the curly fries?
Hell no. Or the fried chicken they used to make. I don't know if they still do chicken.
Still smack. They do. They do? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I used to make fried chicken.
We go to the one with the little the jungle gym inside at the Hardee's off Layton. Yeah.
Layton by the airport.
By the airport. Mm-hmm. The boys love it. It's always solo dolo. Nom, nom, nom. Okay,
Michael
now we're hungry.
Franklin said, people ask for special items like fries without salt or burgers with no condiments. For sure.
Just to make them, get them made fresh, yeah.
And then somebody said, this one triggers me as someone who worked at McDonald's for 5 years. We usually only pull people ahead when there's a legitimate wait on something fresh. Most fried products take 5 minutes or more to cook and are only good for a certain amount of time. So the later in the night you visit, the more likely you're going
to
be pulling ahead.
Wait.
Okay.
That's interesting. It always happens at lunch, too, because you know we frequent McDonald's, me and the boys, because I don't cook. Not Allie. Don't cook.
Who named her pull-out patty? You guys are killing me right now.
We're done. We're done.
With this one, this text. Everything happens for a reason. Everything depends.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does anybody have to be at fault? Sometimes life happens. If the person in front of you orders 30 chicken strips and you need 6, they're going to have to make them. Why should everybody have to wait?
Okay.
I don't know. You're right.
Very right.
Maybe that's the core of it. I was saying, why is one to blame and not, like,
and
what?
Nobody else.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay, well, jerk today.
Sweet.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.